is entering the conference. Is entering the conference.
Mark Wiener.
Is entering the conference.
Many cases. So that's
I have to balance that.
Sure, sure.
Balance that all the time.
Absolutely.
Okay, let me get started here.
Did she do that?
I don't know what it is. What's supposed to tell
me. Let me just find out.
Right. So when you come back, you'll close the door.
I'm there for a while. Yeah, see you.
Now, you have the topic, the no-say today, is an Indian that was even discussed by a Chayim, and especially when people come to El Chitwell, they go to the Kotel, the Makom HaMikdash, and so forth. So it's always an intriguing topic, even if it's not practical, but it's an Indian that is brought in Halacha. So it has a lot of mekalos and it's a lot of discussion about the din of shmiras hamikdash is manazeh. What is it? There is a din of shmirah. So we're going to discuss, as with Hashem, in a short time. First of all, is there a chiyuv of shmiras hamikdash is manazeh? If there is shmiras hamikdash, who has the chiyuv of shmiras hamikdash? And if there is such a chiyuv, how is it done? And then there's another question: what's the purpose of the shmiras hamikdash? You know, generally when you talk about security, you're thinking of, you know, all types of security. We'll see the way the Rambam describes it, which is quite interesting. And although I have the sheet's number there, the first, one of the early Michaelis in the Mishnah about shmirah is this, you see, number one, where this is a Mishnah in Tamid. It's the very beginning of Tamid. Mesechta Tamid in Kachim, where it says Bishleisha Mekaimos Hakeinim Shemim the Beit Hamikdash, and they describe three places that were known in the Zman of the Bayasheni: Beit Avkinas, Beit Hanitzus, Beit Hameka. These are three like chambers or areas there. Fundamentally, it seems to be that they're in the Pnim of the Mikdash. And now the Beit Hamikdash, in that place, Hoyu Alios. And now there were what we call little attic rooms, chambers up above, and Harevim Shemim Shem, whether it's pronounced Harevim or Rubim. Now, the pronunciation of the meaning of that fundamentally is we're talking about very young boys, away from the word Ravia, like Rubim. That's where they get the word cherub or kruvim. So haravim were there. So that brings up another subject. How old were they? If they were in the ghetto of Ketanim, so what kind of chiyuv of shmirah? How can you rely on Ketanim for that? So how is the mitzvah being performed? I'm just mentioning a lot of the different things that come up as a question. So further on, he describes the whole layout of the Mikdash, and you go further in the Mishnah, but we're not going into that, but just take a look over here. Here, the following. First of all, we have on the Sefta Tamid, and all you have something called the Meforesh. Who is the Meforesh? Right here he doesn't identify, but I always was tried to find out, and I found out that some of the Achrenim have said it was one of the Rishonim, Rivov, Rav Yehuda ben Boch. There's somebody that is a Rishon, there is even a Gilion of that in one of the Rav Alphuses. So he's the Meforesh. You know, but they just call him the Meforesh. That's how he's referred to. So before you even look into this Meforesh, let's go to page 2. And see how the Rambam, not page 2, but I want page 2. Go to 3, the number 3. Go to number 3. Now here's where you have a definitive statement for the Rambam and Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Ches. Now, Shmiras HaMikdash Mitzvah Saseh. The Apple P, now here you already, so first of all, it's a mitzvah. In the Mokav HaMikdash, they were not afraid normally on a daily basis got enemies who are going to come in today. We're talking about a secure, peaceful Yerushalayim, or Hasid, she'ainsh mirotso elo kovalo. It's only a cover. Ein adem of paltrim she'esh olav shayim, the paltrim she'ain olav shayim. So, try to examine, I always use the example, Buckingham Palace. You always have the guards that stand there with the bearskin hat and the sentry box. They don't move. People go up to see if they can distract them. What is there? They're not security. They just stand there. It's an Indian of cover.
Right.
The real security people are either inside or watching wherever they are, you know, with the security systems that they must have over there. So that's an Indian of cover. You have a guard, a honor guard. That's what this is basically what the Rambam is saying. And therefore, Shmira Zu, but when is the time of the Ikar Shmira? And here's where there's a controversy. Shmira Zu, mitzvoso kol halayla. Only, it seems only at night is the mitzvah.
So there are no people.
Well, I mean, the people that are there are the shamrim.
Right.
The shamrim, and who are the shamrim? Now, first of all, who does the Shmira? But that comes out of the Mishnah. A shamrim heim ha-kreinim v'halavim. Shenemar, v'ator v'necho itoch, v'tnei oil ho-edus. Klema atem tiyuv shamrim lo. Now you have to be the shamrim. Now the harinam of the shomer was mishmeres oil mayed, the nam of the harinam kaidna lifnei oil mayed mizrocha, Moshe, now Moshe is a lady. Of course Aaron is also a lady, but he being a Kayan, but Moshe basically represents Levia, the Aaron of one of shamrim mishmeres akedus. So it's both Kainim and Levim. The Mishnah, if you were just to turn back, the Mishnah outlines where the Kohanim stood and where the Levim. Most of the Shmira was done by the Levim. There are 24 places. So three stations were occupied by the Kohanim, and the 21 stations were occupied by the Levim. That's basically what he mentions here. Now first, let's take a look at the observation of the Mishnah Lamelech. Down there, they're right at the bottom of page 3, the very small print, that's the Mishnah Lamelech, where he comments when the Rambam says, Mitzvosa called Halayla. So he's saying, Hamafor, now he has a criticism of the Meforish. He says, Hamaforish, the Masech, the Tommy, because of the what? The Shmir, Shmir, Oysa, the Yom, Uva Laila. Ach, Rabbeinu Shmaya, the Reis Nidais, because of the Shmir Hoysa Balila, the Hain who Das Harav, the Batanur, that he means. The Dibre Hamafor is Muin Hain Beinai, because he's and the Rambam says it clearly, Mitzvah Kol Alayla. Whether that means, it could mean maybe there was a Shmir Bayayin, but the Ikar Mitzvah is that night. That's part of the question. That's what he's saying. Now,
who's Rabbein Ishmael?
Also one of the Rishayim, so one of the, you have. Now, so that's the point that he makes. Now, notice the question of the tier of the Shmira, I've underlined there on the Kesef Mishnah. He brings the marker where it says, Shmira Tamigris Mitzvah Saseh, and the Zerim Palton Sheshor of Shemi. So he's saying, B'Sifrei Zuta, not in the regular Sifri, B'Sifrei Zuta, Pashas Kerech, Pasi Vazar Lo Yikra, from there, you have a description of the Chiyuv Shmira on the Levim. So it's Parshas Keirach, what is it? It's an argument about Levia. Well, Keirach wanted to overthrow the supposed, what he looks at, the monopoly of Levia on doing things in the Migdash and the Kayanim and so forth. But there, in the Sifrei Zuta, now there is a, in the world of Lomdus and all, there the Sifrei Zuta has a Peirush that is quoted by various Achreinim. And this Peirush was written by one of the Gedolim in Poland in the early part of the 20th century. Rabbi Yosef Yoskovitz is his name. It seems to be, you know, there was a certain group, I'm always fascinated by that, of Charifim in Poland that wrote for him, like from somebody like Menachem Zembezal in Varsha, You have Rabbi Yosef Engel in Poland, and here you have Rabbi Yosef Yoskovitz, who was also, I forgot what town he was in. He wrote a complete Pelish, not on the Sifri, but on the Sifri Zuta, which they reprinted. And the Sefer, the Pelish called Ambur the Sifri. This Ambur is a Lashon that you find in Gemara in Sukkah. Ambur means a whole Chabura. So as if to say this is a Chabura of comments on the Sifri, on the Sifri Zuta. So I've copied, I took in my notes, what he says about this, and he mentions many of these problems. He brings it together. We'll see also that the Minchas Chinuch has a, we have the text in here of the Minchas Chinuch too, and the Chinuch. So what does the Ambur the Sifri say on this Inyan? I am Matznis and Reish Tomi, who the Matznis and Reish Midas, which was already mentioned, Basham, Peir Test, Mishnah Test, and then he says, the Eichen. It's also discussed in the Gemara of Eichen and Daf Yud Aleph on the day. Now, the Sifri Khan, and also the Rambam Peir Test, which we just went through, Hine Ayin. Now, here he goes right to the thing which is quoted by him and other Achrenim. He goes right to the problem of the topic of the Shir, is that there a Din Shmir of his Manazet? So who was asked this directly as a Shaila Lamaisa? The Avnei Nezer, the Sochachover, go on, Avram Sochachover, and Shilas and Chulis Avnei Nezer in Yerladea. And we have it, I have it here in my, but I have it run off here too. You want to take a look? Well, you know, he's quoting the Avnei Nezer who preceded him. The Avnei Nezer lived in the last part of the 19th century, and he lived into the 20th century. Remember, he was the son-in-law of the Kutzka, the famous Menachem Mendel of Kutz, and he writes that he learned his Derech HaLimud from the Kutzka. So, and he is like what they, in the literature world they call him the Chassidus Reb Chaim, because he has the same type of analytical mind to take things apart. So if you take a look, I'll tell you which one it is. Here it is. I ran it off. Number 7. He's turning here. There it is. Down on the bottom, Simon in the Shilas and Shubas Avnei Nezer in Yeradeya. So here he has a section, Simon Tov Mem Tes, Hilchos Kedushas HaMikdash. So the first Shilas is asked by somebody that came, it seems, from Lithuania, from Bialystok. He's in Yerushalayim, and he's responding. The Avnei Nezer, if the other one asks him, there din shmiras hamigdash bizman hazeh. That's what he writes. Now, divras malas vayt shorosim chavis bizman hazeh lahesiv shemim lamigdash. What do you have to put up shemim by the mig? Remember, he's talking at the time of not even of the mandate. Turkish rule. The Ottoman rule. Here in the early times, he's with Peshve Yerushalayim. So he answers that I'll ask you, but not Lamaisa. I'm just running through that. But I'm just keep your finger on this, because he brings up another problem. And I don't want to run ahead of this, but anyhow, he brings up the problem, is Shmiras HaMikdash in general, is this a Din and Aveda? If you have a Din and Aveda HaMikdash, now, if you're talking about training, there are big day kahuna. They couldn't do, if they didn't wear their begotting, if they didn't avail in the Migdish, it's possible. That's a cloud. Mechusa begotting is possible. Yeah. So, the Levium, it doesn't talk about it, but it's just focusing on the caning now that way. So, he's concerned, first of all, if Shemur is like an Aveda, the Kainim had to wear their big day kahuna. That's what he's saying. And what he quotes the Rambam there in the second column, the Avnei Nezer, the Rambam Perik, he says Perik Yim Hilklei Amigdish Shechoshru Bichlau Avedas Alevim Mevuad Avedahu. That Shmir is part of the Aveda of the Levim. Now, what the Levim didn't have any specific begotten that you call Big Zekuna, but it probably referred to the Kainim who were doing the Shmir, but But it has a shem of Avodah. That's what he wants to say. And as a result of that, he wants to contradict. He has a kasha on the Rambam. He's saying, because he brings from the Gemara in Bava Metzia, the Yeshevu Meshamer, Lav Ka'esa Maisa Dami, in Cain, Lav Avedahu, because you cannot do the Avedah sitting down. You can't. And doing the Shmirah, they were not required always to stand. They could sit down. They couldn't fall asleep because there's a mice in the Mishnah. Later on, they always had someone, you would call them like the sergeant major, the supervisor, walked around to see if the Levium were asleep at their post. If he found someone asleep, he was called the Ish Hara Bias. And if he did, he used to strike him and maybe even tear his clothes. And the call used to go out that Ish Plaini, Levi, you know, Yoshein, and so forth. That's a different Shiloh. How was he allowed to strike him? It's a Chabura. How was he allowed to tear his clothes? It's Baltashkis. That's a separate Shmuas. But anyhow, but they were allowed to sit, not to sleep. So this is his point, he wanted to say, that the Abel B'Shima, the Midrash, the Mitzvah, who be Atzmus, the Dean of Shimur, if it's a special mitzvah, just to be there, stand there, or even do nothing, so you will not be allowed to sit. Like this, a person might be able to sit down when he's not doing any Aveda. But otherwise, he wouldn't be allowed to. That's his taina over here. So, but he says he can't disagree with the Rambam. The Rambam says that it's an Aveda, in spite of the fact that it might be different, you know, that it's not a real miser. However, he goes on to others, and we'll come back to a minute, but to that in a moment. But the Ambur, the Sifri, quotes the Avni Nezer. Now, let me tell you further what the Ambur, the Sifri, says, brings further on. He wants to discuss the point that I mentioned at the very beginning. What's the reason for the Shmira? The Rambam is quite clear. Ain't a dame of paltry and she is low, so I mean, it's covered, you know, honor guard and everything like that, but it's not a real, what you call a security situation there. However, he says that the dean of Shemim is the following. If you follow the sheet of the Rambam, that Shmira is Aveda, so it means that you cannot wear big zekun if you were Tamei Mesh. If you were Tzar, you couldn't do that. So the part of the Deen of Shmira would also be not to allow, it's not just a club, not to allow Tamei Mesh to come in. In other words, you don't have a pass to get in over here. You're disqualified from coming in this particular case. So if that's the case, that should solve the problem. There's manas ever all tmei mesim. So how could there be shaming? There couldn't be shaming. Forget about the begotten. The begotten is there's another approach as far as the begotten is concerned, because these things are tangential to something else. You know, Rav Hirsch Kalischer Zal, who was the Talmud of the Kiva Eger, he was a Godel, he was a Adam Godel. He was the one that thought was part of the movement of Chayiv Etzion to return to Eretz Yisrael and do things in the Mikdash, in Yerushalayim. He has a whole Masa Matan with Rabbi Yankov Edlinger in the Sefer Binyan Tzion about being Makir Kabbonis in Eretz Yisrael, even if you don't have the Torah Adumah, because Tumah Hutzah B'Tzibah. There's certain, if you want to, like others in the time of the Rishonim, they say Rabbeinu Yechiel of Paris came to Eretz Yisrael in there, and the Kapto V'Perach, which is a sefer of Rishonim, the Isturi HaParchi, he has all the halachas of Eretz Yisrael, Migdash, everything in it. It mentions about Rabbeinu Yechiel. They said it was was a shmua that was makir v'kolm Pesach. How could he do that? Because Tumah Hutra B'Seva, you know, has a din, like, although kolm Pesach and really is a kolm yochi, but since it's done the knufya, where the Gemara says in Zvachim, it's like a kolm Seva, it should be daicha. I mean, that's that part of it. So why am I mentioning that? Because three-year scholarship said, well, we could be able to do that. But the Avni Nezer, who also said it, Rav David Kalina, Zal, the famous Gaon and Kalin, in his paper, the Sheilas David, he has in the beginning a separate couple of dapim, Kuntra Sion Yerushalayim, which is mostly devoted to a rebuttal, without mentioning, you know, 3 years Kalish's will to come back and do things. So one of the things he mentions, he says, how can we, in order to do the Aveda, you're going to have training to do the Aveda. Zah's not going to do the Aveda. So in order to have training to do the Aveda, you have to have the Big Day Kahuna. We don't know what the Kalish is.
Right.
He says you can't do that. The Avni Nezer says another thing. We don't know where the Mishmevus are, and he mentions later Avni Nezer. It says we don't know even where the exact Mekanis and the Mikdash are.
Sure.
To do that, you know, he's made a hard buy, but where exactly? Right. Where's the Mokam on his Bayah? Where is this? You know, all of these things are like a mystery.
Yeah.
So that should be Ma'akev in that etzem din of doing that particular way, but that's all mentioned.
But the Korban Pesach, he didn't have to do the Beis Hamikdash, so...
Well, he had to do it in somewhere over there.
In the area.
Yeah, Makri Ibim, Apol Pishayim Bais, but in a circumscribed area would have to do that.
That's right.
Yeah. You'd have to do that. Then is a... But the whole
question would be feel of Paris...
What might they say was Makri Pesach.
So that's...
But there are no details about it.
Right, but I mean, it's not like you're doing it on the... you don't have to know the exact...
That is correct. That's the thing.
Makri
Apple Pesach? Well, the Gemara says...
It just
says Stam. Makri Vim Apple Pesach Bias. In other words, the bias is not built. The Gemara Megillah.
When the Holy Bavel came back...
that's right.
They didn't know where...
There were Makris. Afidim bias. So the question is, what was considered the area of Kachi Kadoshim?
Right.
So they had Yerios, so they had a circumscribed curtained area, whatever it was. So this is all part
of the Afro Shel Yitzchak.
That's something else. So the quoting to Lambur, this is free quoting the Avni Nezer says. If you start out by saying it's an Aveda, you got to have Big Day Kahuna. That's that Big Day Kahuna, it's going to be a problem. How can you make the Big Day Kahuna? That's what he's telling us. And the question of how could there be people sitting down, in other words, if the Etzem Shmira is an Aveda, how could he be sitting? The only people that could sit, the Lord says in many places, Ein Yeshiva Ba'azora, nobody is allowed to sit in the Migdash except the Malfi Beis Dovid because of the Malchus. Otherwise, no one in there, whether it's a Kain Gorl or other Kainim Adyatis, anybody. So that's all. And in the Shmira, we see that from the Mishnah, whatever is described, that they could sit down if they were tired. That's the point. Even the Raivas. There's a Perush HaRaivah there on Tommy in the beginning where it's quoted. He said, the Kainim or Yechevim Leishiv im Hoyu Reitzim, although they were Ayefim, they got tired, they could sit down. And then also, they were Shemim Mibachus Liazorah. If they were Shemim Mibachus Liazorah, what kind of Aveda is it outside of that? You don't need Big Day Kohen for that. So that's why that's a difficult situation, whether you would need the gurdon for that or not. So that's now there's the tshuva from the, you know, I said before that Rav Hirsch Kalischer was one of the Talmidim, great Talmidim of Akiva Eger. He and Rabbi Eliyahu Gutmacher Zal, who also was very great in question of Shira for El Chisoil, he was also a famous Mekubal. So the Akiva Eger wrote a tshuva in about Haklava in responding to his Talmud, the dear scholarship, when he could be Makar Karbonos his manu there, he said that before Rav David Kalina said it. The Efsha Lasa Zigdi Kahuna Mishum Deleka Taylor. So the Kiva Eger focused on that particular point already. Now, there's a whole Malacha I found in this union of Shmiras HaMikdash from someone that I think you all knew very well, Unzalin Yurva, Chaim Zimmerman. So, he has a sefer, Agro LeYeshurim. He always has a strange name. Agro LeYeshurim. Nice thick sefer with many Mamorim and Halacha, or, you know, Sfam Lundus. So he has a section there on Shmiras HaMikdash. So he brings, like everybody else does, he brings down this Avni Nezer and so forth, and all of this thing here from the Sechta Tommy. And, of course, in that, he also cites the Chinuch. Take the same look at the Sefer HaChinuch here. Remember, according to the Rambam, the Shmira seems to be only Belaila. According to the Mephorosh, the Yom Uvalaila. That's what it says. Now, what is the Chinuch? Yeah, the Chinuch says this. The Chinuch is number 5, page 5. And right alongside, of course, I'm interested. But if you look down, that's where it starts. On Parshas Kerach, and Mitzvah Shem Pechesh, and Itzavu HaKeinim HaLeviim, Lishmor HaMikdash. Shem Itzavu HaKeinim HaLeviim, Lishmor HaMikdash, Ulelecha Tzvivo Tomi, the whole Lila the Lila. Call HaLila. Don't say anything about a daytime. Ushmir Zuhu Kedei LaChabdo, he's rephrasing the Rambah. And he goes all the way over on the other side. He says, Ainly Ella the Essa. So it's a mitzvah sasei, and hine is ba'ash shmiras of mitzvah sasei. The shom nema od gedula lemigdash yesh olav shaming. Ain a dayma paltrin. The lashon of Rambam is really taken from the Sifri, because the Sifri had the original language of paltrin of palaces. She yesh olav shaming the paltrin shein olav shaming the yadua she paltrin shem lahechol. That's the shem for the hechol. So. And then the Chinuch goes, let's see, darker, he goes into an explanation of Pami HaMitzvah and so forth. But if you go down all the way below, and in fact he describes some things, he described that scene that I mentioned before of the Ish Har Abayas who found a lady asleep and is whipping him. You know, he mentions that in the middle where he said, Ish Har Abayas, Shoma Alecha, and if that person can't add, Nika Shahu Yoshein, the Chayta Vamaklos, the Shuzmoyelo Lisov as Ksuso, Rachi Yorhoi Oimim Yushalayim, the quote from the Mishnah, Ma Kol Bezora, Kol Ben Levi, Leiko Begodim, Nishlofin Shi Yoshein Al Mishmoro, and so forth and so on. It's like the sentry that's caught asleep by his superior officer. That's the word. But down below, he says the following. Now, the question is, he always concludes every mitzvah. Who is responsible for the mitzvah? When is it made? What time is it made? Now, look down below, we have underlined. The Noheges, the Kainim Levim, the Schorim, the Zman Abayit. Kehein Nishyachdu, the Tzavor, Shmiras HaMikdash, the Lo HaYisrael. They're not the Yidim, over out there, Bitl Shmirazu, Bitl Eser, Mubachi, over Aloysese, the motion is the Seder Hazeh. They were not really guarding or taking care, really, of the Migdash. So, but look at the Menchus Chinuch goes into a lot of these to turn back to number 5. We'll see. And he also focuses on the Zman. The part where I have it underlined, I'll say, means the Chinuch. The Shmira Zu Mitzvah Sel Rak Balayla. The Amaforesh, he makes the same Aor of the Mishnah Lamelah, the Sefer Tomei, because the Mitzvah Zu Neged the Yom of Balayla. The Mishnah Lamelah is Neviyu, because of the Divrei HaMaforesh Tumuyim. The Gam Reisi, the Sefer Be'er Sheva, and there's a Sefer Be'er Sheva that's written by, that's a paper on many of the smaller Masechtas. It's been reprinted. It's both on the Gemara and the Rashaylas and Shuvas. The Be'er, the Baal Be'er Sheva, his family name was Eilenberg. He was a Rav in Gorizia. In Italy, he was a Talmud of the Maral Mipak. That's who he was. He said, Toma ala Meforish. Because, he says, the Deen Zeh lo hoya v'lo niva. The Mitzvah Zu en ela b'layla. The same cause of a Rambam Usmak. Uli Didi, so Achim, but the Mitzvah Sinner says, look, I have problems with this. Adrabim, and all of the Eina Ella Belayla. Kaven, Sheena, Mitnei Pacha, and all of the Mitnei Hakobas. Reina, Dana Paltrin, Kimavu of the Rambam. Upuk Chazay, so he says, take an example, practical example. Practical example, go out and look at the palaces. Now, if you say look at the palaces, if he's looking in his time, he's in the 19th century in the Habsburg Empire, was in Galicia. It was in Tarnopol. So he says, the paltry Malacha, yes, Shainim the Yerim Damkein. The Eim is shown to the Mishnah Mavur, the Dafa, he's knocking, they knocked on the door, it was at night, there in the Migdash, Ein Rai, the Gami Mishnah, the Ishar Bayez, for Yamazah, Urga the Milzanoka, the Beyoin, Ein Derech Lisham. At night he could fall asleep, but at daytime, he didn't have to, he wouldn't bring an example of someone falling asleep on his post in the daytime. Rak Balayla, Ke'es, Ein Yadei Atam, of Dibur Hashanim, the servant who Rak Balayla, Yeshe Motu Be'ez of Baisa. In other words, it doesn't find a direct time why I'd say you should say Mefurish Balayla.
I was thinking the same kasha, but yes, that's the only answer that I came up with. Yes. Where I thought it was in the day, you have a lot of people around.
Yeah, well,
so there is cover, because by that night you have no people around and ain't no problem there.
Yeah, well.
That was what I came up with when I was thinking the same kasha must be.
Yeah, but the Chiyav is, but he wants to point out that the Chiyav is there for Shmira Leyayim. In other words, you have to have officially the shaming there.
But you have it. You have the cover, I mean. If the reason is cover, you have it because you have a lot of people around.
Yeah, but the people are walking around.
Yeah, but are they? That's covered. At night, there's no one around. That's not covered. That's what he means. I mean, that
could be part of the point. Well, Pasha, Kamo de Levim, Ainan is Sorin the Bumin, Kamo Shemavura, Bechor, Mokam, the Kamem Kemis, Gam, Bishonim, Ron Nipstalu, Bebeza, Ronik, and Mavura, Bechulim. So the Namirin and Shmir Tamigdis, Bavari Afkainim, Bali Mumin would be shaving for to do that. So that would, the Nafkamina would be, according to Avon Ezra, it couldn't work. Because if it's an Aveda, a Bali Mumin is Machal of the Aveda. You see, it didn't work. Because on the Tino, he is the Aveda. So he says it can't be Aveda. The Bali Mum, Yisrael, Bavari, Hain, Shaving, the Chalolim, Ainan Kainim, 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 Kipol, Bechol, Upsulim, the Zeb Pasha. So that's what he wants to say. Now, going down further, he's saying, Begam, Rab Pasha, Bechol, Upsulim, Rabbeid, the Gagain, Oreo, O Gazem, a Kashayim, Kamo, the Kasha, Balmon, Yimavu, the Ain, Aveda, Klav, Rag, Zeres, Akasas, Kiel, Bnei, Al, Bnei, Levi, Zeb Pasha. He takes a Vadola Pasha, it's not an Aveda. And Lechura, Nero, the Af, Hell shade of a cotton. Now here's where he gets in what we pointed out about those roving, those young ones that were there. His Shalem, his Abduhu Mitzvah, Vinay Lab Bnei Mitzvah Ninu. Because Mokam Nika Mitzvahu Ala Bezin Shall Kena or Bezin Shall Yitzhoil, the Hamigdis Yevus Vivov, Shami Makeno Avim. And Cain gave him the Shamin and Isai Mikaima Mitzvah. The mitzvah is all your soil. In fact, if you had to describe it, what we call in the Lamdish Loshen in the yeshivas or in Brisk, the Loshen would be as this. It's a chiyuv that the mitzvah, that the mitzvah should be guarded.
Right.
So it's not the question that who the gavra is, who the person is. It's being watched. So what's the difference if it's guarded by younger people that are really not loyal to any aveda, or older people? That's
a big difference.
Yeah.
Cover.
Well, it's the same.
In Adoma, Paltrin, you know, you're not going to look in the Habsburg Palace and you're going to see Herschel Bekossin's garden.
Yeah, in Okanami. In Okanami. But at the same time, he's talking about the mitzvahs on Desden to see that it's guarded. If it's only covered, then it's good. But if it's something that to prevent anyone from coming in, could be another swerve, could be anybody that is capable of stopping someone. That's all. Yeah, one of the tzavutim.
If it's for the case of watching something made from coming in, then for sure not.
Yeah, that's right. Now the point is that when it talks about who are these raving, these Ksanim and so forth, you see, goes further on, are we really talking about a Kotlin or not? Are we talking about a Kotlin or not? So, he's going to prove, show a Raya, that really we're not talking about a Kotlin and Messias. We're talking about, let's say, the people that are from Levia or from Kahuna that are above Bar Mitzvah. So they are Gedalim, but they had, there's Rayas from the Gemara, they did not allow anyone to do the Aved until they were 20 years older. So that's what Kudin HaRevim were. Yes, they were not Ksanim, but for that they could be, HaRevim were watching in the Aliyah. They could clamber up there easily, run up the steps. That's what he's going to say later.
One place it says 20, another place it says 30. So
well, but
that's
something different. That's something different. There where it talks about between 25 and 30.
25 and 30.
The 25 to 30 was like a training period for Levium, and then from 30 to 50.
Right.
But that was talking about the Aveda of Masa, Aveda's Masa mostly, and the strength. It had to do with the strength problem. But the Levium had two other things that they did. They were Sheirim,
right.
In other words, the gatekeepers, Sheirim, and also Mesheirim.
Right.
They were the singers.
Right.
So the only time they could be disqualified to singing if they lose their voice.
Yeah.
Now, they couldn't do that, that's all. Whereas Kainim are not disqualified by age. The Zikne Kahuna, Levium could be disqualified because of the loss of their voice. So they could not be, if you say Ikus Shira Bepet, the Machlekes and the Gemara, with the Ikashir Bekele instrumental music, but not. The Rambam Paskins, like the sheet, that says Ikashir Bepeh. So they had to be worthy of have their voice. If they didn't have their voice, disqualified. That's all. That's the way. But by Kahuna, there is no disqualification. What?
I just had a voice that's worthy.
Listen, there's a Hagat Shoma explains from this week's Sedra. When it says, Moshe Yadaba, the king Yanana, the call he's responding, Moshe was a lady. And he had it to say, he's Chayav and Shira. This was like a Shira. So I got his book, Hashem. That's the way he had an annotation on that, the call. In other words, like a song. It was a voice that came out. But look further here, where he says, now, when he's talking about Mitzvahu al Abezin Shol Kainu al Abezin Shol Yisrael, the Amigdash Yehu Svivav Shemim Yakein Arvim, and Kain came the Shemim and Aisha Mekayim Mitzvah. The Mitzvahu Mitzvah al Yisrael. So the whole Indian Kimu Kol Yisrael Ha Mitzvah Hazoyes. Same of the mission of Tomei. Beis Aptinas, Beis Anitzas Ha Raving. Now he's going to bring about the young ones. What are these raving? Umeh Yashemim Sham. He says they weren't even by mitzvah. The mitzvah shmir is kind of b'ktanim gam kein. By mitzvah amelakan ba'alofahei nevi divra mafors v'kosu shem dvorin tmuyim. The mitzvah zu she shmir is amigdal she mitzvah sasei yamizu leitzu lasas l'ktanim. You know, that's part of the union, also of the union of the cover, but b'chlau. If they're not really mechuyev in the mitzvah, shein and b'nei mitzvah, alkein tirush the mayor betchusim yiben chos. That's the mission of Melech saying that. Veini meiden atmi hazeis. The bechaygat and mitzina of the fair gil mehilas ma'aseh hakabonis. The mevuah sham betzilas haper the achilas chotzi kadoshim. The mitzvah sasei. The nechshovim betchwalas hayark. b'tzichel amasei hakabonos. Aloha yedayim avur. The cotton muta lachilu kotshi kadoshim. So if it's a mitzvah sasei to eat the kotshim of their tanim, then how are they being mekayim the mitzvah? That's where they get this whole lumdus of saying the mitzvah is not only on the gabra to eat it, it's a mitzvah that the kotshim should be nechol.
Right.
You know, one of the originators of that swara was the Baal Beis Halevi, the original the Briskerov, Yosef Dev Halevi, the father of Reb Chaim. He has that on a Gemara in Yevamos. He says that there's a mitzvah on the Gavra, and there's a mitzvah that it should be consumed. So if it's consumed, the mitzvah is consumed by anyone eating it, as long who's loyal to eat it. So the Khanim could eat it. They themselves are not mekayim a mitzvah that is on Karkasa the Gavra on themselves, but the mitzvah, the kochim, should be consumed. That's the point. The Ragachava adds the third principle in the eating of kochim. He says the mitzvah on the Gavra, it's a mitzvah that the thing should be consumed, and it's a mitzvah you should not make it katnaisa. The third thing. Three gedorim, as he puts it. Now you can understand, you can always understand where the Memphis Chinuch analyzes things, why the Bliska people love the Memphis Chinuch. When I came to the yeshiva in 1942, Rabbi Yosef Rav, Rabbi Yosef Soloveitchik, every Tuesday night, gave a shiur on Memphis Chinuch.
Mm-hmm.
That's what. So, you know, after all, they used to say, the Bliska don't deal with Achrayim. The Memphis Chinuch was separate. That was the first time that I saw Rav Wolf Gold, you know, famous Zionist orator and everything. He used to come to the shiur. He lived in the neighborhood. He used to come to the shiur at that time. So I'm just saying. But you see, the derech halimut of the analysis is the same way. It's, you know, it's an approach where it talks about the chiyuv on the gav and the chetzah. That's what the Memphis Chinuch is saying over here. So he rejects the outright to say that it couldn't be ktanim, because the mitzvah is being the kliyim. So you have a good point, but what kind of covet if there's a svara, a tam of the mitzvah, you leave it for kids, you know, you leave it for a 12-year-old, 11-year-old, whatever it is. You're not going to leave it, obviously, for the 5-year-old, but 11 or 12-year-old there, who might be rather grown up, but at the same time, it's still a cut. That's all part of that particular situation. Now, I'll mention another thing here. Alright. Now we do find that there is a pasuk that is quoted from Divrei Hayomim. I just want to locate it here. I have it in my notes, which seems to infer that they about the Deen of Shmiras HaMikdash. Just a moment. I have it here. I can locate it. There is a place in Malachim Adibra Ayamim where it talks about the mention about the Hiv of the Shmiras HaMikdash at that particular time. Okay. Well, now there's another point. I'll have to come back when I locate it if I can here. We come back to the question whether it's the Yom or the Laila, the Rosh on Tomid. There's a Rosh on Tomid, the Pharisee of Rosh. Go back. Also, it says also, he says also b'yayin u'lalayla, not necessarily. Here, I have it annotated. Look at say, look at number one. Teiru shalosh, then aside. Shleishim akeimus, akeimim shemim aveis hanidus. At seifa pokim, teirus, that with the shleishim akeimus, akeimim shemim, shimu ze eina mishum chishuv yneva, like the Rambam says, on that field is from the Sefri, the eina ni is v'mokam ashivus, the mazeus ha-kosavu, the sea v'shamu, the gam kovod ha-migdash lo yasichu gaita minem. So that's a different, that's a different concept. It's like that they refer that if you, like when it says by Tuma, hinei nasati v'chem v'shmeru shumaisai, if you have a hesach hadas on the shmir of Tuma, it becomes invalidated. In fact, there's a big discussion about that in the beginning of Masech Tachulim on Dav Beis, where there's a thesis on the bottom which talks about the Shmira of Kushim. And Reb Chaim Ezer has a whole Pelish extent showing how important is once you have a Hesach Hadas, although the Metzias, it did not come into Tuma. It did not touch any Tuma, but it could be invalidated if you were a Metzias Das from it.
How are Shomim, were they going
to... Well, in other words, in other words, the fact that there are Shomim means that Klal Yisrael is not Mashiach Das from Shmir Tami. Before the sleep, already, you're going to have, that's why it's an offensive act.
Mm-hmm.
How could he fall asleep? You're supposed to be concentrating on watching the Migdash. But yeah, so that's the point. But the Rosh says further here, lo b'yayim v'lo b'layla. In other words, it's a shmirah day and night, which is different than the Rambam and the Chinuch. That's what he's saying. Here's the pasuk, my man. Kidasi b'yayoda melachim beis. Ushmartem es mishmeres habayis. That's what he's saying over there. You have to always guard the mishmeres habayis, which means constantly. That's a particular thing. Now look there. Go down the Rashi. He defines a ravim. You love him. You're the metagin. Yelad ravish lo egia laaveda. You know, the younger people, they can climb up like monkeys, you know, all the way up on the top there, right? But for the older people. So that's, but the conclusion, going back to the Avnei Nezer and so forth, he says, Lamaisa, you can't have a practical thing, you can't have Shmiras HaMikdash. There's no chiyuv on it, Bizman HaZeh, because of many things. Although, because we're all Tmei HaMasim. It could be, is it Aveda, is it not Aveda? We have all these fakers. We don't know where the actual Markham is that we should really be going around it. So someone might say, well, go all the way around. There's a whole question, the Kesel Maravi, what is that? Is that an outer wall, or is that the actual wall originally from the Migdash? There's a whole Asik in Puskin about that. So we're not sure of all of these particular things. And if it's Aveda, where are the Big Day Kahuna? You can't. So Lamaisa is something which cannot be fulfilled Bizman HaZeh. That's the refinement response that you have. What we should hope is you're going to be something that you should be able to do that. That's the least of it. A mitzvah doesn't require big training or that to be a shamer on that on such an important thing.
A lot of people are going up on the southern side. They go to the mikvahs and then they go up on the southern side.
Well, I don't know who was Mata that. I don't probably Rav Govan.
A lot of people are not there because apparently the idea that Herod added to the Harabayim, he wanted to build the second. When he wanted to repair the second Beit Hamikdash, he wanted to make it so nice that
He evened it out,
and he put extra land on the landfill on the southern side.
Yeah.
So on the southern side, it's almost certain that it's not part of the actual Har HaBayis. So therefore, that's where people go.
Well, I don't know about that. You remind me of something Reb Chaim Zimmern says in his Maimer. He says, "What's the?" You talk about the purpose. we're not worried about Yavoa Ayavim or leasing. But what about people that are Tomei? That seems to be mentioned in some of those that describe that. But he says another thing, which to me has struck me so relevant, that they should watch that nobody should dig into the Har HaBayis and remove some of the dirt.
How relevant?
You know, when I read that...
This is the Agra Li Yisharim.
So I got chilled because I remember when Yerushalayim, they were concerned what they were doing from the waffle. Who knows what they're doing?
No.
And they're not filtering it.
Right.
There might be so many things that could be recovered.
Yeah, they have found a lot of things.
When we went...
They're Ashba.
But I'm saying that they didn't do it. Whereas in another part of Yerushalayim, where they're doing some excavations, they had a huge tent. We went in there, there were archaeologists, and we all were given different things to look through the dirt that they have. Besides what they found. They found a ring, they found a coin, they found things are coming out from over there.
Sure.
But the way he said, Shelo Yachru, they shouldn't damage the Har HaBayis.
But he said that the Koto could be the...
If you look, you know who discusses this, because there are some Gedalia Yisrael, wherever they were, never went too close to the curtail. They were concerned if this is the actual Mokam Amigdash, you put your hand in, you're with that, or maybe it's only outside retaining wall. That's why they didn't go. Other people make a whole ASIC about going to the Kotel. You know, this Monday, most of the daily Yerushalayim, essentially, didn't go running to the Kotel all the time. It was an annual event, like I think about Yashuv, went to the Kotel on Sukkot. Whatever it was. All right, Yashuv Kayach. The next year, and I can tell you the way it's scheduled, the also part of more national is this. There's a request to give a shear that, you know, we have all this network of Bati Dini that we, for Gior, which was a lot of work went into this to bring up standards. So they wanted to have a shear on the preparation of a ger, what you teach him and how you teach him, and all of those in yonim, what he should observe or not. So that's the nosei of that shiur. So that in Yirat Hashem will take place March the 4th. Because the day after I come back, it's a Wednesday, I don't think I'm in the mood for a shiur that day. That's the 25th of February. But the following week is March the 4th. It's the Wednesday before Purim.
That's when I'm coming back.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to throw some. Okay. I'll be there when they get there to throw. I'm coming in there.
Okay.
I'll see you at the Dan Panorama.
All right. Very good. Well, I'm just saying, so that will be on that Inyan, unless they call, they can't do it. But I told them, I'm not giving an extra shear for that. It'll be the CRC shear. Mm-hmm. New York time, 3:30. West, it'll be a different time. It'll be earlier than us. But it'll be 2:30 in the afternoon. So I'm working on that one.
Maybe I'll put you on Skype.
Well, whatever it is.
Yeah, we can do that. Anyone want to have a Skype can watch it? You don't know that. If I can get the Jen to set it up, it'll be set up.
What we're doing, we have communication. Right. And we have basically some, shall we say, cooperative control. That's the best way I can describe it.
Right.
But when you come to Eretz Yisrael, we'll be well and gesund and everything else. You never know what's going to happen.
Right.
Suddenly somebody come out and says, this one is no good. This one, they don't even know what's going on over here.
And we hear contradictory things all the time.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I don't think he's officially, I think, a part of the Rabbanus Rashid in Efrat. I don't know.
Yeah, he is. But he's
so therefore, if he does something, he would be acceptable. I don't have any kindness to that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. All right.
A large group coming?
What?
A large group coming?
We have 30 people on that.
You
feel? Oh, yeah, you feel is leaving tomorrow. That's right. You're going to be there. I think it's a couple of fun. You did that last year and then. Bill may go with Jeffrey Cohen.
Yeah.
All right, and here's Hashem. Going to today?
Peace.
So, how did you like the installation on Tzor Shabbos?
Very nice.
Yeah. I don't know what happened later. I went home.
I didn't realize that he is a football fan.
That's what I never would have said it. He starts off by talking to rabbis, a quarterback, and so forth. Yeah, I'll fix him.
Thank you very much.
Has left the conference.